hundreds, thousands of desires are already within us, and they have covered us like a hand against the sun, against the infinite nature of the world. All the compartmental knowledge has covered our sentient self. Gaurhuri, 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 Gaurhuri. Is all Gaurhuri. Na vidya na cha purusham. Neither heroic nature nor scholarly life can give us. All the simplicity, all the real hankering can give him to us. Bhakti, devotion, tendency to devote us towards him, not to make him subservient to our infinitesimal mean cause, but to surrender to his holiest cause. That is what we are for him, not he is for us. In the beginning, we are for him. Then we shall be able to understand that he is also for us, vice versa. For our real life, his presence is our chance. Otherwise, how can we live if we can have a slight taste of that? We won't want to live any longer without his association. Can't continue our living. So sweet association. Janglabdha cha parang labhang munyati nadhikam tata jasmin sthito na dukhe na guru na pivichandrati. If anyhow we can come in contact with him, we can never conceive, we have the possibility of conception. There cannot be greater necessity or greater gain. This is the highest bid we can feel it direct. And if we are in his connection, no trouble, however great in this world, can budge an inch from my position, can never affect in any way if I am there in that place. No amount of affliction can disturb us.
Thomas.
Dr. Tom. Thomas. Why is he so late?
He's not feeling well, Maharaj.
He's been sick, Maharaj.
Sick?
Yes.
Whether God is or not, a great problem. But God is only there. He is at the support of everything, support of me and the environment. He is there. What is existing, he is of what quality? What is his nature of the environment and of me? The foundation where we stand, the environment and also myself, standing, what is the nature of that foundation? Foundation. Ultimately, we have to go. That foundation is on the upper, not in the lower. We are not standing Under the foot, no foundation. The foundation over the brain. Not brain, but feeling. Even brain can be crossed. Even the material plane where we stand, that also can be crossed. Only our feeling stands in some other feeling, some other higher and greater, most precious feeling. There we are, the feeler, the subject. We require foundation of that thing. All these experiences, standing where? On some higher plane of consciousness. Consciousness is the be-all and end-all. Chit, sat chit. Existence, sat means existence. Chit means chetan, consciousness, spirit. Then anandam. The next highest layer is all sweetness. All sweetness, only the crookedness of our consciousness of plurality and the collision of the interest of plurality, that must vanish. We shall try to find oneness. Common interest. Merge our selfish, individual interest in search of common interest. Common not only for human beings, but even insects, trees, the stones, everything, this ether, everything. Go back to the origin of the ideas of all different concepts. What is there? The bed, the mother of all feelings, all sorts of sentiments. What is there? The sweetness, sweetness, sweetness. Then how this bitterness can come out of that sweetness? How it is possible? Then we have to know gradually the difference, the development there, degradation, intensity, all these things to be known. But if we are in right view, nothing will disturb, everything will be pleasing. Competition is not bad, but only selfishness to be eliminated from the competition. All in player's mood. Just we say, take it in player's mood. Then the difficulty may be minimized. So this is lila. Then it is all right. Player's mood. The gainer, the winner, and the defeated party. If it can be taken in player's mood, at play, then no trouble within the heart, no vindictiveness. Lila. Both parties, the winner and the defeated, both parties may enjoy a play. Hare Krishna. From individual we have to go to universal, and again from the general universal plane we have to go to particular, specific, specific, competitive life. But to please the center, and here to please the individual effects, and the dark to central cause. Competition to please the central cause, which is absolute good, the source of all goodness, and here to please the so many branches, competitive. That's the rub. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bari kaam, krishnendriya priti vancha dhare prema naam. That is love, this is lust. We have to avoid, sacrifice this individual aspiration for the absolute, for the center. To be centralized, the problem in general is to be centralized in all this respect, to be centralized. Be centralized, try to understand central interest, and be centralized. And there may be competition, no wrong. Giving competition, in donation, who can give more donation, competition? Who can give more, not than who can absorb, take more? That is that. Who can give more? Peaceful and holy competition. Holy competition. And this is mean competition we are in the midst of at present. This attitude should be analyzed. Everyone has got our own attitude. More or less, it is exoteric. And esoteric is necessary, is necessary. Devotion, the basis of devotion. This is all the intellectualism, but when it is endowed with life, it becomes pleasant, sweet. Otherwise, mere intellectualism won't give us the reality, the result, the desired end of our life. Practice. Seva, service, no formal representation only, but substantial representation. We have to accept, we have to live the life. We have to live, not intellectual. Sikriti, acknowledgement, intellectual. Professing can do, but we must have to live the life, practice, seva. Holy prasno, honest inquiry, not intellectual enterprise in the name of religion, that don't have much value. But to live the truth, whatever we shall understand, we must utilize it in our daily life, in our daily movement, sincerely. Then we can understand the gain, the benefit of the life. Krishna, Govinda. Jesus. গৌরে আমি মুখে বলিতে নাই চলে, গোড়ার আমি গোড়ার আমি কি মুখে বলিতে নাই চলে, গোড়ার আচার গোড়ার বিচার লই দেশে ফল ফলি। হ্যাঁ, আই বিলং টু গৌরাঙ্গ পার্টি, আই বিলং টু গৌরাঙ্গ গুরুদেব রূপাস পার্টি। হ্যাঁ, মিয়া রিপিটিশন ইন দি লিপস, ডিপ ডিপ রিপিটিশন, দ্যাট ডোন্ট ডু, বাট গোড়ার আচার গোড়ার বিচার ওই। হ্যাঁ, হিজ ডিসিশন অ্যান্ড হিজ প্র্যাকটিস উই মাস্ট অ্যাকসেপ্ট ফর আস, দেন উই শ্যাল হোপ টু গেট সাম রেজাল্ট কংক্রিট টু লিভ দ্য লাইফ, অল ইম্পর্টেন্ট। দ্যাট ইজ নো ইমিটেশন, that does not want any money or any grandeur or any sort of external charm, but it is more or less dependent on the inner heart. The attitude of the inner heart, I am there, I am there living in my inmost quarter, and he must be utilized. The party is he within, not this body, not the property, not the name and the fame, but within, who is sometimes gathering moss and sometimes clears the mosses. মহাপ্রভু গৌরাঙ্গ সুন্দর ইন পার্ট, দেন এনি কোশ্চেন হার ইস বিদগ্ধ মাধবপ্রভু। All doubt.
No doubt.
If you are questioned, if we question you, to come out with your inner tendencies to understand the adjustment what you acquired now. কীর্তনন্ত তত্ববরম, টু এক্সাক্ট, টু অ্যাসার্ট, টু ডিল উইথ দি কোয়েশ্চেন, ইনার নেসেসিটি অ্যারাইজেস হাউ টু আনসার দিস কোয়েশ্চেন, দি থিং উইদিন দে উইল লাইক টু আনসার উইদিন ইউ, হাউ টু মিট দিস কোয়েশ্চেন, হোয়াই আই হ্যাভ অ্যাকসেপ্টেড দিস পাথ অফ লাইফ, what is the explanation in me, am I sincere, then I must ask myself why I have accepted this path, I must have clear answer from my heart, from within, why I accepted this, my heart must have to explain to me. My inner understanding, and the answer you will get, you will strive within the utmost extent how to reply. So kirtan, chanting, is the powerful method of cultivation, of cultivating the spiritual cause. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai, 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 Nidai. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Then any question? Put questions to your own self from the surface, it will go to appeal the inner surface to have the answer. It is there. It is there. The inner man will answer, the Chaitanya Guru. The Chaitanya Guru will answer many things automatically. And we are sitting here. Sometimes some subtle questions come within. Then but some, the meaning, about the meaning of some shloka, appealing to the Chaitanya Guru, then sometimes it becomes clear. Chaitanya Guru is there. Atma Bhari Dashtabha Mantabha Nididhashitabha. If anything to be discussed here in this mortal world, this most wonderful substance, the knowing principle, the consciousness, that is the most charming thing, consciousness. A research scholar with his brain going to research what is the underlying principle here. Things are going in this way, not that way. What is the reason? Diving deep to study the inner nature, and they are getting some sort of answer. The enquirer is a conscious unit, and which is coming out, that is also some judicious and intelligent thing within the nature. The researching intelligence, he is satisfied with the corresponding wonderful conscious arrangement, design between this, below the surface. They are coming with the truth, victorious. Oh, I have found out. But what you have found out, that wonder is already there. And that is an infinitesimal part of the wonderful design. And the source of the whole, how great he is. A very smallest part. Discovering, inventing, he says, I am great, I am Einstein, I am Newton, I am so and so, I have discovered this thing. But the very ocean of that wonder, it is already buried under the surface. And that is to be neglected, that is to be looked as stone, fossil. The wonder that are coming out of the fossil by a teeny brain, and the ocean of wonder is there below the fossil. And these men are very great, and all others things are fossil, which is ocean, infinite wonder. Sarcastically. Hare Krishna. As a foolish, foolish scholars from the stone, they are creating. This is there infinitely, and only a smallest part he has to understand. He is so great, and this is all stone, foolish to the extreme. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj? In the Bhagavatam, there is a story about Maharaj Rantidev. And I believe that he is asking some prayer. He wants to help all the conditioned souls, all the fallen souls. He has some prayer. So, is this, what type of devotion is this?
Yes. One who gets a sweet thing, it is natural that he will like, if he is not jealous, that everyone may taste of that sweet fruit. Sympathetic. He will engage himself to taste that sweet thing, and he will also aspire that everyone may taste of this sweet fruit. It's quite natural. That Matsaranam Satam, all may live happily. And thereby the reaction comes to him and make him more advanced. What is healthy to me, if I can distribute to the environment will also improve my health more and more. By purity, I can throw around. That will come as a reaction and make me purify again. It is natural. Satyam param dhimahi. In the first stroke of Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva says, let us not miss it alone. But let us all come to taste of this sweet thing. Vyasadeva, in the first stroke of Bhagavatam, he is announcing, let all of us come and taste this sweet, the greatest sweet thing. Dhimahi, that is plural number, bahuvachan, plural number. Let all have come, all of us, engage ourselves in the search of this and taste of this sweetest thing. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Guru Maharaj, I have one question here by Nimai Pandit. He wrote a letter some time ago. And he's asking a question coming from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4 in the sixth canto. In chapter 4, Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, Anam Charnam Acharya Hiyapada Pada Charinam. In this verse, Soma is explaining to the Prachetas how Krishna has arranged for one living entity to be food for another. And four-legged animals like deer and goats, as well as food, grains, are meant to be the food of human beings. That's a quote from Bhagavatam. So his question is, why does Soma and the Bhagavatam appear to condone meat eating? The words like deer and goats are Prabhupada's, and he goes on to explain that cows should not be killed. But cows are also chatuspada, four-legged animals. So in the light of this verse, chaturpada. So in the light of this verse, why should they not also be killed? Where does it say in the Vedas that cows should not be killed?
I can't follow your argument.
I see.
Can you simplify it? What does he say?
He's quoting this conversation.
Somewhere it is mentioned.
Yes, that
one animal is food
for another.
Created food for another.
And then it uses the verse that describes deers and goats can be eaten by human beings.
Yes.
So then,
and not the cows.
He's asking, where does it say in Bhagavatam that cows cannot be eaten?
Why not?
Where?
I have mentioned in Bhagavatam that cows cannot be killed.
Yes, and eaten by humans.
So
he's asking that. If deers and goats can be eaten, cows also have four legs. Why can't they be eaten?
So do you think that Bhagavata has given advice that eat goat, eat fish, eat this animal, that animal? What have you understood from Bhagavata?
Well, this is not my question. I understand...
You do not understand the very fundamental thing of the whole system. It is already there. Nakottittam nakarmani lokasasriyati praho. It is the outcome of the misuse of the free will of the jiva. And it is there. How to get out of that filthy nature, that has been dealt there. Not given permission that you this animal, that animal, don't eat that animal, don't eat that vegetable. Even a vegetable, if you do not do anything else, still you are a nuisance by your breathing, by your watering, by your walking, so many disturbances caused to the animal kingdom. How to get out of that attempt of nuisance creating in the environment, how to get out? Yajnathat karmanannatra lukoyam karma. Luki bhavayami samudra seva nittastu jantu nahi tatra chodana. Bhagavad does not say that do this. You are already in the mud. How to get out of the mud? That is the necessity of the advice of Bhagavata. Bhagavata has said that eat deer and you will be innocent. Does it say like that? Eat deer, eat goat, eat this thing and that thing, and you will be free from any sin. Has he told like that?
No.
Then? It is already there. You are already in the mud. How to get out of that mud? That is the lookout of Bhagavatam, and he has advised in that way. And why you are in the mud? It depends on your free will. Why such free will he has given in the God? It is a part of the spiritual substance. There's a systematic knowledge you must have. Only abrupt question from here and there, that corner, absurd things. Always repetition. Always repetition of the absurd questions. No digest. questions must be made on a proper diligence, proper plane. Why some things should be repeated once, again and again, again and that is he that doesn't understand anything. We have to understand the whole system. How, what is what? Why this sin? Krishna has directed to commit sin. These are the salient points to understand. Bhagavat has asked to eat these things. Already they are doing, that is less harmful than cow killing, than human killing. To kill an animal is more is less injurious than killing a human being, to kill an animal. When a ball, football, is just near the goal, if we lost it, then we more know a great chance has given, is lost. But when it is in the center, we do not mourn. So human life is a nearer approach towards our real life, a great chance, a key to the success of the whole wandering in the world of misayas. So come to human form, a valuable chance here. So if I kill a human being, I done a greater loss to the person. And so many animals there are who are nearer the approach towards humanity. Their chance should not be hampered. In that way, a creeper's life is less valuable than an animal's life. Animal's life less valuable than a human's life, in this way. Degradation is there. As I get that the pool, when the goalkeeper, goal, ball, nearer the goal, missed his chance, the more deplorable it is. So according to that, the valuation has been attached. And if a sadhu is killed, then greater reaction. In this way, the valuation in the life is calculated according to its chance towards higher. The important life has been taken away, so greater wrong to him. In this way, it has been. Many times, Babaya Mishamadha, Nityastu, it is already, the man is already in the mud. Not to put him in the mud. Shastra does not want that he will be cast into the mud. He is already in the mud. So how to take out him from the mud? That sort of instruction. You try which side is very liquid. Come easily from that. And when the mud is very dried mud, he will be entangled, he can't move. In this way, some sort of recommendation to come out of the mud, the Shastra recommends. Not that you must have to do this, not that. And why he is in the mud? When there is God, he is all merciful. That question is given in another place. So these key questions, these important salient questions, you must have to be understood. These important junctions. And God is omniscient, he is omnipotent. He knows everything and he has got every power and he has got the highest feeling heart, sympathetic heart, then why this world is suffering? So many jeevis suffering, so many souls are suffering. Well, God has no heart, or he is not omnipotent, or he does not know, not all conscious. The fundamental things, these points you must have your solution, otherwise you will be always entangled into questions pushed here, you will run that, from again pushed from that side, you will run to that side, you will have to move, no way of getting out a solution. Kicked from another, one side, you will have to go to another side by kicking. Cow species holds the higher position of all the animal species. So if that chance, if he is killed, his further purifying life that is ruined, so greater loss to the soul within. In this way. And human killing also more sinful. Why? Important chance. It may go towards the highest aim. So, to call here that, to destroy that, that is a greater harm. The higher chance, if lost, then he is more loser. In that respect, the plant eating also not innocent. There is also life. The Vaishnavas are not like the Jains, the plant eating, but they take prasadam. And why they not devote all the plants and vegetables for the Lord? There is the direction. In the Shastra, these things dedicate to me. So I am going to die, we dedicate those things to, I take prasadam. Vaishnava is not non-vegetarian, not vegetarian, mere vegetarian, but they are prasadabhuji. And what is to be offered for prasadam, that is also the mentioned in the scripture. And there is also some calculation behind. And all vegetables are not eaten. Tulasi is also vegetable. Shalogram is also stone outside. These things are to be reckoned. Then we can understand, we can give opinion. Then there is, on the background,